This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Some stark quotes yesterday at the owners' meetings. Got a lot of people talking around the NFL, the movers, the shakers. And I think for the first time, it's really changed how I feel about what they're going to do in the draft. I know that a lot of people have given me good arguments for Abdul Carter or other players and trading down and what they want to do at the quarterback position. But I've been pretty steadfast that I think they're going to draft a quarterback. After yesterday, that faith is shaken. That faith is like, I don't know if they're going to take a quarterback now. He seems to be pretty content that, at least he's saying it, that if the QB ain't there, they're not going to force the QB. But it also, while it's refreshing to hear, and I'm relieved to hear that there's no more Deshaun Watson going to be playing for this football team anymore, I do have to come to grips with the reality that Kenny Pickett, I think, is going to start the year. And that doesn't enthuse anybody.
So you think the Cousins thing is dead now?
And if when I hear Andrew Berry say they're going to skew young, and Jimmy Haslam says they're not going to force it, it's like, why am I going to be giving up assets for this guy who's just going to be, if we're doing it the way we want to do it, he'll just end up being the same quarterback he was in Atlanta. He is coming off an injury. He is an older QB. And I'm thinking, this might be, and they've been known to overcorrect. When they let go of Sashi Brown and brought in John Dorsey, go with me on this. I mean, John Dorsey was a complete 180. I mean, the real football players thing. Then he got blown out, and then it almost went, the pendulum swung back the other way. Last year, from what we thought was a good coaching staff, they made changes to the point where Bill Callahan was like, you know what, I am going to go coach with my son, I'm out of here. And it was a disaster. It was a disaster the way they tried to set it up for Deshaun Watson. They have a tendency to overcorrect, and my thought is, maybe they looked at Kevin and they go, what is an option you like at quarterback? And Kevin may have very well looked at them and said, now that Kevin's the one who has all the power in this scenario, Kevin might have looked at him and said, here's a guy you could trade for cheap. Here's a guy who's young. Here's a guy who is desperate to make his go in the NFL again, who will listen to every word I said. I want this guy. And while I'm uncomfortable with Kenny Pickett, because I made a lot of jokes in the past, I'm gonna have to get comfortable with that idea and hope for the best. And hope that I was wrong. Hopefully that his hands are big enough. Hopefully that he is good enough to play. He is the stud said he was.
You don't have to say hopefully. We know he's not.
I know he's not, but I have to hope.
You don't have to cling to hope on Kenny Pickett. I mean, you can just be honest about what the season's about.
I'm being honest.
The season is not about winning if Kenny Pickett's your starter week one.
No,
does anybody truly think that?
I think it would be about, if Kenny Pickett's your starter week one, it should still be about developing whatever quarterback you got behind him, whether that be the number two pick, the number 33 pick, or later on, because I don't think he'd finish the season. But it's up to Kenny Pickett and Kevin Stefanski to change my mind on that. But I do think they went and they said, what is an option that you like? And I think he liked Kenny Pickett, because I can't say for certain, but they have a tendency to overcorrect. And so if they took all the power away from Kevin Stefanski, wouldn't you assume that they gave a bunch of power back to Kevin Stefanski, even more so than what he already had?
But overcorrecting and Kenny Pickett, if Kenny Pickett is the correct answer to anything, then we have to reevaluate the
questions.
Because
I think that they looked at this and they said, I'm not, guys, I'm not saying Super Bowl, Super Browns, at least in earnest here. I think Jimmy Haslam was as honest as he possibly could be when he was saying, we don't need to force the quarterback. The owner said that. That's not a caller. That's not us rolling our eyes at a caller. That's the owner of the football team. So they may very well still force quarterback number two. They might do that. Things get crazy. Owners always say a lot of things. But if he's saying that, then it makes me sound like, yeah, the season's going to be about developing guys, getting some young guys in and kind of getting a breather and going, why should we force a quarterback in a season that doesn't have a whole lot of great quarterbacks? And so Kenny Pickett takes over. I fear for Kevin Stefanski's job then and Andrew Berry's, but
of course
that's already been dealt. They got to deal with what they got to deal with. But I think they're looking at this saying, this is enough of the craziness. We've dealt with crazy. We've created crazy. We can't do this anymore. So, yeah, you know what? Kenny Pickett is an also-ran that I've made fun of for a long time. But maybe he'll prove us wrong. Probably won't. But it looks like he'll probably start the season. I think Kirk Cousins is probably off the deck. A lot of other guys are off the deck.
Yeah, do you think their entire...
When that many to begin with.
Do you think their off-season... do you think their plans totally had to change once Atlanta didn't do what most teams thought they were going to do with Kirk Cousins? Do you think we had to go to plan B, C, or D after that? Because it kind of seems like that.
No, I think they still would probably have their reservations. I mean, he's coming off a shoulder injury, too.
Oh, you don't think Cousins was truly in the mix here?
Because I think that he was in the mix, but I think that they came with reservations. I don't think it was just go out and get Kirk Cousins no matter what. Before they decided to hold on to it, it's like, well, Kirk Cousins is going to be a free agent. We got to go get him and make sure he's with us. I still think there were probably some reservations. I mean, you go from a veteran who has played well in 1 o'clock games for most of his career. That's why he's made over $200 million. And Kirk Cousins to Kenny Pickett, there's a tremendous swing there. A tremendous backswing. So I think that maybe they weren't as hot over Kirk Cousins as we thought they were going to be. Because can anybody advocate giving up any decent asset for Kirk Cousins when you have a team that does not have the type of talent we thought they had?
I wonder if they thought he was just getting cut flat out, because that seemed to be the message that was being sent around the league. Oh, wait, Cousins is going to get dumped, and then it's a perfect fit with Stefanski in the offense. And I wonder if the Browns put too much stock into that, and it turned out they were proven wrong, and now they couldn't go get him, and now they're not going to go trade for him. So I wonder if they're pivoting because of that.
I think they had to be ready for Terry Fontenot to say that he wasn't going to trade him. And at first, I farted in that general direction as well. But then I think that when you have a guy who's still there and you're picking up the tab on him, you got to be ready to hold. You got to be ready to know that you're not going to get this guy unless you meet the price. Do you want to meet the price for Kirk Cousins? Well, I mean, maybe they'll look at Kenny Pickett and OTAs and go, holy potatoes, we got to go out there and we got to go get Kirk Cousins to start this season. But I think I got to get ready for Kenny Pickett to start the season for the Cleveland Browns. It's better than Deshaun Watson in that whole scenario, I'll tell you that right now. But this is where it's at. And I think that a stark reality came to people that this is going to be a rebuild. I wonder why then they signed Myles Garrett if this is going to be a rebuild. Because if you need more picks, you got to... And yeah, I know the cost, the contract would have been an albatross. All right, but if you're not really competing anyway, then why didn't you go get the picks? But why is Joel Bitonio back? Like, a lot of this doesn't make sense. But if they don't want to force the quarterback, that's where we're going to be. It's going to be Kenny Pickett and maybe Jackson Dart, maybe Will Howard. Somewhere in there, I think that right now, I think that's where I'm leaning, where they might go. I know that Ian Rappaport said some things, and we'll play that for everybody. And I know Sam Acho said some stuff. We'll play that for everybody from ESPN. But I'm starting to lean more that they ain't going to take that quarterback at number two. That it very well is going to be Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter or a trade down in that spot.
Well, when we were watching Jimmy Haslam yesterday, it was obviously as much as you could see. You're looking at the words, and they're different from what a savvy front office executive who's trying to throw everybody off the scent. Haslam is not that's just not the way that he's going to talk. He's not going to be as particular about that stuff. That's why I think you and I reached the same conclusion that he was being totally honest. He wasn't doing the trying to throw people off the scent the way that all the front office guys are doing this time of year.
Yeah, it really said a lot to me where, All right, maybe they're not taking a quarterback. Maybe they're not going to force this thing. Because if they don't feel right about the quarterback, there's so much up in the air. I mean, June 30th, we're talking about a deadline to secure public money for a new stadium. Are they going to revitalize or they're going to try to renovate the stadium that they have over there? I mean, there's a lot here. And we could go with the exciting pick, but if it doesn't work, you're going to fall out of favor even more with the fan base. I thought yesterday was a good step, and even in some ways, and I think you're about to beat me over the head with it, it felt like finally they did something that made them better. Just admitting that this quarterback is not going to be on your football team and play for your football team.
Well, you just mean if they were delusional about Deshaun Watson, they were never going to get better, period.
Because
I don't think they've gotten better yet, but this does start the rebuild.
Well, because there's so
many. In earnest.
Like, I could sit there and tell you when Deshaun Watson had the workout video, and we had people lining up going, you know what? Maybe he will play. And I'm going, guys, Miles said it. Denzel said it. Njoku said it. All these players have said it. They need a quarterback. They said they needed a healthy quarterback. I mean, this is the real response I was getting. They said they needed a healthy quarterback. What about when Deshaun Watson gets healthy again? You needed the owner to say something. The owner said something. And the bar is low, laughably low. I know this as I say it, but it did feel like this is the one moment where they actually kind of got better over the offseason yesterday, just by saying that this quarterback that nobody wants to play for the football team anymore, that is the worst trade they've ever made, arguably the worst trade in NFL history, probably not even arguable, is not going to be playing for this football team ever again.